The victim services unit at police headquarters has been without a trauma dog since Kane the yellow Labrador retriever retired 15 months ago, but a new pooch has finally walked onto the scene. Terry Roney, victim services coordinator, showed off 3-year-old Sven the black Labrador retriever during the Board of Police Commissioners' December 8 meeting. Roney, who replaced former coordinator Donna Blondo when she and Kane retired in August 2021, has been actively working to acquire a replacement since Kane left. Through discussions and meetings with the Pacific Assistance Dog Society, PADS, in Burnaby, British Columbia, society staff helped Roney identify a suitable accredited facility dog candidate. He's worked quite hard since he was about 8 weeks old to make it to this level as a facility dog. To make it to the judicial level takes a lot of work, so we're very lucky to have him at this placement, Roney said. Sven will work with victims of crime and comfort them in court when necessary, support those in crisis, help those affected by sexual assaults or interpersonal violence, people giving forensic interviews or residents who need comfort after facing traumatic experiences or events. After Kane's retirement, Victim Services realized a trauma facility dog was a valuable tool and one that was missed, she said. Sven arrived on November 27 and passed his judicial field and access test, and since November 30, has already supported 5 people. So he hit the ground running, Roney chuckled. We're pretty excited about the support that we can give the community. Sven brings a sense of calm when he works. He puts his nose or paws on people to comfort them, while he reduces the overwhelming feeling people have when they must speak with officers, she continued. The unit is excited that the dog brings a trauma-informed approach while he is another layer of support for victim services. Sven will have to pass his judicial field and public access test yearly, while he requires regular training. According to one police service executive member, the dog is even better trained than a typical police canine and knows more commands. Sven is named after a character in the children's movie Frozen, Roney said. Since he loves kids, he gravitates toward them first when offering support. However, his handlers can direct him to adults first if they require emotional comfort. Roney acknowledged that not everyone wants a dog touching them, so those people could hold his leash while he sits nearby. We're pretty excited because so far, he's been pretty good, she added. Police Chief Rick Barassa expressed his appreciation for Sven and joked that the organization is thrilled that the dog is black because officers used an enormous amount of lint rollers to remove the blonde hairs that Kane left behind. The next Board of Police Commissioners is Thursday, January 12, 2023.